Hey, remember, you are safe here. No judgments will be made about your issues. We are here to talk about them and find healthy solutions for them, though. Let's start off with how your week is going. What victories can you claim? Oh, really? She came to work in the pencil skirt. And what did you do? Good job! Absolutely. Acknowledge it and even compliment her, but immediately move on. I have to say, I am really proud of you. Your self-control is growing. Yes, we have a long journey ahead of us, but celebrate each victory. I mean, remember how just 2 weeks ago, when she came to work in a pencil skirt and black sheer pantyhose? You couldn't stop staring at her, and when she confronted you about it, you ran home. It wasn't healthy to do that. You left work because of what your mind was thinking about. And what did we work on saying? Yes, I am more than just my urges. Yes, remember that it is healthy to be attracted to a woman. But that doesn't mean you need to masturbate once you feel aroused. No, life is not a pornographic film, and you have to deal with your emotions in reality. Not many women can handle a cock like yours. I said, not every woman that you like to look at is yours. Living your life in fantasies will keep you from making rational decisions. For example, skipping work to masturbate all afternoon. You know how wet it gets me thinking about how long you can last, baby? Hey, are you still with me? Don't let your mind wander. Can you tell me what else you've been doing this week? Good for you! Exercise is a great alternative to combat the urges you feel. It has definitely benefited you physically.
Oh, you hear that, baby? I want you. Your arms look so strong and those abs. Don't hold back, babe. You feel it, don't you? The urge. It feels so good, doesn't it? You know it's wrong, but you love when your cock rises.
Stay with me. What's wrong? You're really losing focus today. Like I said earlier, this is a safe space and you can tell me anything.
Tell me how your balls are aching. How badly you want to take that cock out and stroke it for me.
Oh my, well, we should have expected this. Oh, yes, the urges will get stronger the more you resist. But remember what we discussed? Blue balls are a myth, and if you focus, the urge should dissipate. If you feed the urge, then it will grow until it becomes seemingly impossible to control. So focus and think of other topics. Ugh, she's lying to you. You know I want that cock, daddy. Why did I wear tan sheer pantyhose and red bottom heels? I know that triggers you.
My legs crossed, my fingers playing with my skirt and my thigh. Look at how shiny my legs look, how I'm kicking my leg toward you, letting my heel dangle off my foot a little. You can see the arch of my foot, can't you? Imagine if I just put this foot in your crotch. You would whimper, wouldn't you? I want to see that. Plus, I'm hotter than your coworker anyway. Pull out that cock and stroke it for me.
Don't look down. Look at me. Keep eye contact with me. Yes, I know those are triggers for you, but a woman can wear what she wants, including me. The responsibility is yours to control yourself. Don't listen to her. I mean, me. You feel it pushing against your pants. Just let it out. Unzip your pants and show me that beautiful cock. Once I see it, I'll thank you and suck it. What are you doing? You can't do that here. Yes, of course, it will feel good, but remember, you have to act appropriately. Blah, blah, blah. Aren't you tired of hearing her? Shut her out. Stay with me, Daddy. You know I'm way more fun than she is. Who gives a fuck that I'm just your imagination? I mean, you've been depriving that cock, so why not give it the attention it deserves? Yeah, baby, stroke it for me. Yeah. So fucking big, too. Grab that massive shaft and squeeze. That's it. Now keep that up and down motion going. Don't you wish you were inside me now? Fuck ethics. That massive member makes my knees weak. I want it deep in my pussy. Focus. Remember why you're here. You need help. Don't fall back on those bad habits. We have talked about this. It's transference. You feel grateful for my assistance, so you developed feelings. No, I was not flirting with you. I had a scratch on my leg, and I naturally feel comfortable with my legs crossed. Please, you can do this. Stop touching yourself and then come back to reality. She's a liar. I mean, she literally licked her lips immediately after you took it out. Plus, look at how wet I am. Do you want me to touch myself? Yes, Daddy. Don't stop, baby. Keep stroking that big dick for me. It turns me on so much. I have to confess something to you, baby. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with being horny all the time. I love that you want to fuck me. Because I want to fuck you. Yes, it's true. You're so handsome and your cock is so big. So very big. Oh, it took all my willpower to be professional with you. Especially listening to you talk every session about stroking your cock. I wanted your cock for myself. I wanted to feel you inside me. I wanted to suck you dry. But I couldn't. I had to be professional. So I helped you, but I was being a bad girl. I knew you were attracted to me and started wearing the things you like. I helped you bottle up all that desire because I wanted your balls to ache when you saw me. I wanted them full of cum for me. You see, your coworker likes you too. I've been keeping that a secret from you.
She wants to fuck you. You've been ignoring the signs because you want to be this good man, when really you're an alpha that makes all women wet and horny. Yeah. We want to have your babies. But I'm first. I want you all to myself. You're leaking, baby. You wanna come? Tell me how much you wanna come. Fuck, I love the sound of you going for me. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Come with me, baby. Come, baby. Come. Oh my god. Fuck. You didn't come? Why not? Don't you feel safe with me? This is a safe space. You deserve to come. If this wasn't real, why haven't you snapped out of it? Does my hand on your cock feel real enough for you? How about my mouth? That's right, baby. Sometimes fantasies become reality. Sometimes sexy men like you get to live the pornographic film. Yes. Let go. Just enjoy this warm mouth. Don't look at me with those eyes. You're still doubting. Just because I'm a great therapist doesn't mean I can't suck cock. I mean, I was a bit of a slut in college. Okay, a massive slut. I even fucked a few professors. Not for grades. For fun. That's it. Let go, pretty boy. Tell me how good this feels. Yes. Waiting is worth it. Saving your cum for the right time is exactly what you needed to learn. You don't need to masturbate anymore. I will take care of you. I will empty those balls. And they're so heavy. So, so swollen. Just come. You're still holding back. My mouth didn't feel real enough for you. Of course, I should have known you wanted my pussy. How tight is this pussy? Can you imagine that? That's right, baby. We're meant to be together. I'm the one that can make you come. The one that can make you... You're going to blow a massive load. All for me. All because of me. You're going to fill my pussy. Make me pregnant. I love your cock so much. Oh, you're my best patient. Fuck. Oh, don't you ever quit me. I need you. Fuck. I need you. I love you. Yes, I mean it. I need you in my love. Really? Oh, you're gonna come? Yes. Please, please come inside me. Oh, come, baby. Let's come together. Come for me. Come, baby, come. Do it for me. Let it all out. Come. Come, baby, come. Baby. Fuck. Oh, I love you.
I said I would love for you to come back next week. I do want to say that you are definitely making progress. You are welcome. So I will see you next week. Take care of yourself, and I will see you then. Client has been responsive to therapeutic interventions with less negative behaviors. However, he still delves into a fantasy world where he can have sex, as evidenced by the wet spot on his pants at the end of today's clinical session.